You're listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.
Hello, good morning. My name is Dr. Marvin. I'm a licensed dentist here in California, and today we're going to let's talk about more dentistry. We are live here in San Diego. If you have anyone that will benefit from a tooth issue, or talking about a tooth issue, that is, then get them on the radio right now for the next 25 minutes. We're going to talk about some good stuff. If you listened to this show before, you understand that a lot of dentistry that we do is much different than other dentistry. We do fillings, we do crowns, we do cleanings, everything that you think of as a dental office. But at our office, the Center for Natural Dentistry, located here in San Diego, we focus more on a natural approach and a more holistic, meaning that we're going to look at you, the whole body, holistic, the whole body, and realize that a lot of dentistry that is being done is not necessarily the best for you. May be best for your tooth, and everyone wants to save a tooth, but in our office, we are not going to save a tooth and harm the health of the body. And let me give you an example. Okay, I have a patient this week. Let's just call him, his name is Mike. He went ahead and had a couple root canals done on the same tooth, couldn't get the pain out, decided to get the tooth taken out, and went to an oral surgeon. The oral surgeon went ahead and patted himself on the back for taking the tooth out within a couple of minutes, numbed him up, took out a tooth, and rinsed his tooth out or the socket out with water for about, you know, a good 2-3 minutes. And I'm going to tell you that that's how most dentists do it. They take out the tooth, especially if the tooth has had a root canal because he had an infection, and they took out the tooth. Well, 4 months goes by, and he still has this problem. He actually has problems in his ear, his left ear, the same side as the tooth was located on, or same side as the extraction. And he went ahead and was feeling like, man, this infection or this pain never goes away, and it's still bothering my ear. So we went ahead and he came in through a free consult, and we talked a little bit. We went ahead and did a free cone beam x-ray. These are these 3D x-rays that I'm raving about every single week since we've got one in our office about a year ago. And what we found is that the infection is still there. So he decided to get more educated, and he's real leery of dentists now. He's not a big fan of them and doesn't think that they do things right, but is getting more knowledge and more power, just like you are doing right now by listening to this radio show. What he eventually did was he decided to go forward with a surgery to go in inside and basically clean it up. Well, I can tell you this story because we cleaned it up this week. And what we did is we did a surgical procedure where we actually go in, we pull the gums to the side. And what we have found was that there was still a lot of infection still in his tooth. And this is what happens when you go to a dentist that doesn't properly extract teeth. Now, I don't know about you, but for me, is if I'm going to have something done, I want to have it done right, and I want it to be done thoroughly, and I want it to be perfect. And that's the way my dentistry is, well, at least the goal of our dentistry is. And we have this understanding that if we don't do everything right, we're going to have to go back in there and do it again. Because everyone thinks that when something is done, that's the last thing. Okay, those are our expectations when we have treatment done. Or let's say that we purchase something. We want our expectations met or exceeded. Well, unfortunately, when a lot of dentistry is being done, it's not being done to the extent that I do it. Okay, so if you want someone that you trust, or you want someone that is more thorough and more complete and wants to know all the information, know all the options, then you should really take a good look at our dental office, because we want you to be healthy, and we want to make sure that we do everything in our power to make sure that you're healthy after the dentistry is done. So if it involves extracting a tooth, then we're going to go ahead and remove the infection. We have advanced techniques, more natural solutions to get rid of the bacteria, to avoid what the dreaded dry socket. We haven't had a dry socket in months. And we're going to prepare the site so that there is no infection later on. And it's not really explain too much in our office, but I'm going to let you know that we're going to take care of our patients. So if you continue to have an infection after we extracted the tooth, ask the 5 to 10 patients that we've had where we've extracted the tooth and we had to go back in there and clean it out. Now, of course, you have to bear through the second surgery, but at least you know that we're going to stand by our work, because it's very difficult to know how the body is going to respond, how the body is going to heal. Another patient yesterday, we extracted, I think, almost 5 teeth already on him, and there are 2 of the 5 teeth that had really big infections that we're going to have to go back in there and clean out. And we also do this at no charge. So if we go in there and clean it out, I'm going to take responsibility for that tooth, for that extraction, and we're going to make sure it's completely clean, because I don't want to go back in there at a later time. So amazing stuff. If you've heard last week, we had Mr. Al, and he was talking about how he was set on having a tooth that had a root canal in his mouth, and he always had this problem with his neck. And our good friend, Dr. Bill Kellis, who has a show right after this, stay tuned for that, went ahead and said, you got to go see Dr. Marvin. We went ahead and extracted the tooth and the infection, and lo and behold, he is 100% better. He is so happy. He's able to turn his neck. He's able to lift up his arms. All stuff that he didn't think were related to his tooth. So if you listen to that show and now you're contemplating more about, you know, root canals, I encourage you to listen to the end of the show, because we're going to have a special for you. By the way, our telephone number at the dental office, okay, at the dental office is 760-536-1199. That's 760-536-1199. We also have a website. If you want to find out lots more information about what we do, then you want to go to our website. It's trynaturaldentistry.com. Trynaturaldentistry.com. And if you are pretty tech savvy, you can go on facebook.com/naturaldentistry. And find out more information about us. Also, you'll get latest updates and special offers. I also put a lot of good information. For instance, just about 7 minutes ago, I put 10 facts about fluoride on there. So if you are on Facebook, you should go ahead and go to facebook.com/naturaldentistry, facebook.com/naturaldentistry, and you'll find out more stuff about fluoride. Now, let me give you an example on fluoride, okay? The reason why I'm telling you about this is because I went to a Fluoride Action Network. There was a town hall council meeting, which many of you probably didn't go, but many anti-fluoride activists were there, and they actually had some people that were pro-fluoride there. But what we have basically figured out is that the San Diego City Council and the government, and supposedly we voted on adding fluoride to our water system. So if you didn't know, for almost a year, we have added fluoride into our water system. And here are some of the, I'll just go through right now, the 10 facts about fluoride, okay? Number one, 47% of Western Europe, that means civilized Europe, has chosen fluoride-free water. This includes Austria, Belgium, Denmark, Finland, France, Germany, Iceland, Italy, Luxembourg, Netherlands, I mean, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland. Almost 97% of Europe, okay, has not fluoridated their water, okay? So are the Europeans know something that we don't know? I think so. So number two, fluoride is the only chemical added to drinking water for the purpose of medication. Now, fluoride is a medication. That's why you see it on the back of toothpaste as an active ingredient. It's a medication. And so they've added fluoride to our, or added a medication to our water, or drinking water, without us knowing. So let's say that we had an epidemic. And so they say the epidemic is cavities. Okay. And so you have cavities in your teeth. And so what they're going to do is they're going to put a medication in our water so that we can harden the teeth. Well, let's say that we have a obesity epidemic and everyone's getting obese. Would you like it if the government were to put ephedrine, which is a banned substance, you can't buy that. It supposedly allows your body to metabolize quicker and to lose fat and burn off calories quicker. And so if you believe that they should medicate us because they want to do it for the better good of the whole society, then that's a mistake. And that's what they've done. And they've went ahead and fluoridated our water. And right now, we are putting a coalition together to really get the city council members, because they're not talking about this, but we want to make it an issue and make sure that we remove the fluoride from our water, because it is extremely important to do that, not only from many angles, like you're not supposed to medicate us without informing us of the dangers, but also because of the dangers of fluoride. Number three, contrary to previous belief, fluoride has minimal benefit when swallowed. Okay, so there's minimal benefit from swallowing it, so why are they putting it in our water system and hence forcing us to drink it? Number four, fluoridated water is no longer recommended for babies. That's right. In 2006, the American Dental Association, which is the pro-fluoride, pro-mercury, pro-dentistry movement, advised that parents should avoid giving babies fluoridated water. Okay, the American Dental Association, which is so pro-fluoride that they're putting a firm stance, they love water fluoridation, and they promoted it, and they did it in Grand Rapids, Florida, they themselves told parents not to use fluoridated water, okay? And some similar researchers have also said the same thing. And one of the reasons is because it's causing dental fluorosis, which is a disease actually on permanent teeth, where the teeth get whiter, they get gray, they can pick up stains, and they actually form cavities. So it's kind of ironic that they tried to put fluoride into our sink to avoid cavities, when in reality it's causing a lot more cavities as a result. Number five, there are better ways of delivering fluoride than adding it to water. For instance, there's fluoride in toothpaste. Okay, so if there's certain things that you need, obviously the government thinks that we need to put fluoride in our water for these reasons, but take a look at it. It's not really good for you. And number six, ingestion of fluoride has little benefit but many risks. So some people drink more water than other people. And so how do you make sure that the people that get supposed to get the fluoridated water, hypothetically supposed to get more water, get more? And that's one of the problems. Also, this fluoridated water is in a lot of foods. It's in a lot of foods that you eat. It's in a lot of drinks, a lot of sodas. Anything that you drink could possibly have fluoridated water, because these people that bottled water are not removing the fluoride, because fluoride is pretty difficult to remove. The industrial chemicals used to fluoridate water pose a lot of risk too. Actually, they can cause a lot of kidney problems and thyroid. So if you have hypothyroid problems, if you have endocrine problems, or if you don't know if you do, it's probably because of the fluoride. And unfortunately, this water fluoridation is not helping. It's only causing it to get worse. The water fluoridation's benefits to teeth have been over-exaggerated, and that's what I was saying earlier, is that more and more people are realizing that it doesn't decrease the amount of tooth decay. Because what they have found is that during the same period of time where the U.S. says that water fluoridation has decreased the amount of cavities, in those same countries, in other countries where they did not fluoridate the same period of times, they also had less cavities. So it is not a direct association or direct correlation with fluoride and cavities. It's just the news is trying to let you think that. Also, fluoridation causes more risk to low-income communities. And that's one of the arguments that the American Dental Association says, is that we need to fluoridate water so that we have less cavities in kids. I got a great idea. Let's get more dentists and start paying for the dentistry for those low-income communities. And those are a few things you need to look about. And number 10, due to other sources, many people are being overexposed to fluoride. And that's absolutely true, because of the foods that we eat from that are transported from fluoridated communities, and also from all the toothpaste and all the other toothpastes, rinses, all of that. So good stuff. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/naturaldentistry, to find out more information about that. You know, that's why I want you to become on our list and also to like our page. So facebook.com/naturaldentistry, and you'll find out that list and also some more good information about fluoride. Hello, this is Dr. Marvin on Let's Talk Dentistry. How may I help you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. And who is this?
I am Lisa from La Jolla.
Hi, Lisa from La Jolla. Hi. What can I help you with?
I had called your office, and I haven't been having a hard time getting up there. I don't know if they explained it to you or not. So I was wondering, because I know you've told me about people coming to you that can't afford, you know, but you've worked on them anyway, from the homeless to low-income families or whatnot. And I was trying to get up there, but I have difficulties in that area, so it wasn't done on purpose that I missed my appointment. But I was wondering if you could some kind of way work with me, and so that when I can get up there, I can go ahead and be seen and everything.
Oh, Lisa, that's a very good question, and we get a lot of people that call our office and wonder about this stuff. We do a lot of charitable giving. We don't donate a lot of our services to people, but, you know, for instance, this show, which, you know, as you've listened to this show for quite a while, provides a lot of good information for people. So we provide a lot of good information. We also donate a lot of our monies to services in the dental field. For instance, you know, I'm planning on a mission trip to provide dental services to people that are underprivileged, and those are some of the things that I donate my time, and I know that Dr. Goddess does exactly the same thing. So that's one of the ways that we give back to our society. One of the reasons why we don't provide free services at our office is because we just don't have time. You know, we are not a not-for-profit industry. Unfortunately, the government has not done a good job of balancing their budgets, and they've hence removed Medi-Cal or Medicaid for California citizens because they have no money. So, you know, we don't offer any free services at our office. However, we do offer, you know, some, you know, free consultations here and there, special offers to get people knowledgeable so they can get on their way. There are other clinics here in town, or free dental clinics. I know they're difficult to find and difficult to get to and difficult to schedule an appointment, but that's what it's going to, those are subsidized by the state. So, hopefully you'll be able to, you know, contact one of those clinics and get some of the stuff done. Be a smart consumer. Ask them questions. Make sure you do stuff right for your mouth and good for your whole health, and not just, you know, just because it's easy to do or just because it's more convenient for the dentist.
Right. Are there any holistic clinics, as far as you know, here in California?
I don't think there's any holistic clinic like that in the world. Okay, that's just one of those unfortunate things. You need to do whatever you can to avoid getting the toxic materials in your mouth and to get the right dentistry done. Unfortunately, you know, I'm not at the position right now. Maybe in the future, I could possibly open up a clinic, but right now I'm not at that position, or is Dr. Goddess in that position to provide these services. As you know, dentistry requires, at least holistic dentistry, requires a lot more skill, a lot more understanding, and a lot of tools that are not cheap. Okay, I'll just be frank with you. This is not easy, and it's not cheap, and it's very difficult to maintain an office like mine, especially where people come from all over the world in order to get this unique style of dentistry because they're more into holistic health. And unfortunately, we're not at that position to provide or just give away these services.
Is it possible that instead of me paying the $300, that you could work with me and cut that down a little bit?
I
can come see you.
Like I said, Lisa, my time is very valuable, okay? And that's why I provide this this show, to provide information. But when people schedule appointments and don't make it, I only see one patient at a time. And right. When people don't show up or they call last second and show it up, you know, that's a big waste of my time and my staff's times. And, you know, I have a whole staff to feed and to pay, and also a lot of loans to pay up. So, you know, understand that, you know, we put our fees for a reason. And the people that pay our fees end up saving money in the long run because they're getting the right dentistry done and they're getting the right information done. So hopefully you can appreciate that what we charge or what our fees are is well worth the investment. And if it's well worth the investment, then people are going to find a way in order to do that. But thank you very much for your call, Lisa, and stay tuned and keep on listening and tell other people about our office and about our dentistry because we really want to make a difference in this world. Thank you. All right, Lisa, thanks for calling. Let me tell you a little bit about, we had another person that went on our website, okay, and put some great information, had a question about root canals, and let me get to that real quick before the end of the show here. Let's see. Well, basically, her question was, here it is. Her question was about root canals. Her name is Susan. If you go to our website, it says, what type of dentist can safely extract a root canal treated teeth? Kind of goes along with Lisa's question, is that, you know, this person, Susan, she says, after 17 years, dependency on inhaled asthma steroids caused weakened bones and teeth. I've had two root canals because of cracked teeth. I completely changed my diet 4 years ago and was dismayed that the diet changes eliminated my need for inhaled steroids. In other words, stop eating artificial ingredients, stop drinking milk, started eating lots of fruits, vegetables, brown rice, etc., less meat and poultry, and she realizes that her asthma went away. Her dependence upon medications has gone down. However, the steroid damage was done, and I may experience more cracked teeth in the future no matter how careful I am. Regarding existing root canals, you emphasize that root canal removal must be done properly. Could you please explain this? And I'll do that right now. Root canals are bad. I mean, I've talked about them last week. I've talked about them for weeks and months, and a lot of dentists don't like me saying this, but if you want to save teeth, go ahead and do a root canal, but if you want to stay alive, then don't get a root canal. Because what happens when you get a root canal is that not only is the tooth remaining in your mouth, a dead tooth and the bacteria associated in the tooth, but the environment changes around the end of the tooth. And when the environment changes at the end of the tooth, you start getting diseased bone around it. When you start getting diseased bone around the tooth, that's when you get infections in your mouth, hence you got infections in your body. The same blood that picks up that infection goes to other places in your body, affects your immune system by causing your immune system to overreact and fight this infection over a long period of time. So the longer you have a root canal in your mouth, and the number of root canals in your mouth, and how your immune system goes, and where that infection goes, are all things to consider. So when you go to a dentist that doesn't remove that, so if you want to have your root canals removed, you got to remove them properly. And one of the ways that we remove them is by not only taking out the tooth, removing the metals in it, but also cleaning out the bone. So what we do is we use a low-speed drill, which cleans out not only the socket, but actually cleans out the diseased bone that's surrounding the tooth. It's very important because, just like I was telling earlier with Mike, that if you don't remove that stuff properly, then you're going to have a lingering infection later on. And you're probably not going to feel that infection. And most dentists, if you have a root canal and no pain, equals no problem. And that's a big problem to me. So if you want to have your teeth examined properly, I encourage you to call our office. If you're one of the first callers, we'll give a free consult. Now, this is not a free exam. This is a free consult. It's about 30 minutes with either me or Dr. Goddess. And what we'll do is we'll talk to you about your particular situation and possibly go through some treatment options for that tooth in question. We'll also give you a free comb beam x-rays. That's a $350 value, $350 value plus the free consult. There's no money in order to schedule this visit. It's very important. All I ask for you is that you do show up for your visit, because we are giving you our time and the x-ray, and we're going to read the x-ray and make sure that there's no infections in your tooth. And so we'll go over all of this. This is a phenomenal deal. I want you to really take advantage of this and really realize that what we're doing is giving you the power and the knowledge to know what goes on inside your mouth. So that is for the first four callers. You want to call this number right now. It's 760-536-1199. That's 760-536-1199. Please call that number if you want to schedule a free consult and a free cone beam CT scan. It's unbelievable. I think we have times this week in order to do it. So if you've listened to this show and you really want to know what's going on inside your mouth and you want to become healthy, if your ultimate goal is health and you like what I say and you like what we do, then you should give us a call right now, 760-536-1199. We may be able to get you scheduled today for sometime this week. Dr. Goddess is coming back from her vacation, and we would love to get her scheduled and get her all excited so we can provide you with the best treatment possible, the best treatment possible. So let me give you that number again. That's 760-536-1199, 760-536-1199. Meet us this time, same place, K-Praise, 1210, every Saturday morning at 8:30. Be sure to tell everyone you know about this. And if you want to get good natural dentistry done, give us a call, 760-536-1199. Take care and have a great week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Let's Talk Dentistry with Dr. Marvin. This show is sponsored by the Center for Natural Dentistry in Encinitas, where they take a holistic approach to dentistry and your health.